love can help you learn to love again. More from Lieutenant Colonel Don Coble at FamilyMinute.org.
And good morning right now. It is time for One-on-One with the Pro. And here's one of the coolest pros I know. It's Trevor Dorsey with Regent Bank. How you doing, Trevor?
Good morning, Tom. Doing good.
Hey, so you look great there with Judd and your whole family out there at the Veterans Parade. And your wife took some great pictures for us.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it was a great day. The weather turned out awesome. And as usual, there was a lot of folks that turned out for the parade to participate in. And a lot of fans and folks along the street. And so it was a good day, and it was a great weather to honor our veterans and give patronage to all those who have served and fought for our country.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. What's going on down at Regent Bank? You got still got that new building smell going on there. I know that.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yeah, I'm down here today. Although it is a federal holiday, but mm-hmm. Sometimes these days you can use to play catch up a little bit. And
yes,
trying to get caught up a little bit when we I think the last time we spoke, we were actually in the building, which is very exciting, but we still had some bullet list, punch mm-hmm. list items, and landscaping, I can now say, is completed, and Woo. We've just got one more sign to go on the building here in the next week or two, and we're working on some decor on the interior of the building, but we're down to the nitty-gritty, and it's been really busy with a lot of folks coming in out of the bank, so it's been an exciting time to get this thing open, although it's kind of a weird time with all the COVID stuff still hanging around and going on.
No, you're right there, probably one of the best locations in town. You're right there next to where everything is happening.
Oh, you bet. We get to see a lot of people walking. You know, Bartlesville is so unique, and in fact, when the weather's nice, you know, it's just nonstop people walking up and down the sidewalks to different various businesses, and just people maybe getting out of their offices on breaks. And so sometimes I'll just see a lot of people walking, go stand in front of the bank and visit with folks. So that's one of the most unique things, I think, about Bartlesville is that, you know, whenever the weather's nice, and we're not too far from the new green space. And of course, a lot of people are the traffic's heavy going to and from that when the weather's nice. And so, yeah, it's been really great getting the doors open and getting to see a lot of familiar faces.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. And one of the cool things is that it's Regent Bank, and Regent Bank is all over the place. You're in Nowata, you're in Bartlesville, you're in a lot of spots. And that quality and that type of relationship building and that kind of trust and dependability carries on at either location.
Oh, you bet. And we've obviously, in Nowata County, had multi-generational relationships with clients, and we've had some of that here in Washington County as well. But now that we've got a facility here, we can dedicate a service directly to those clients, where they're not having to travel back and forth from Nowata County or do a lot of their business online. But as you and I have talked many times, that platform is becoming so much more used with the current generation anyway. They like to use a lot of those electronic banking platforms, and so I'm not an expert at that. I'm kind of not real tech savvy, but my kids are. So
boy, are they!
And my wife, thankfully, yeah. They usually tell me things that I need to, or if I have something going on with my iPhone, they can usually guide me through it, which is kind of funny.
Well, they sure know their way around the stuff. That's all I know, and I'd be lost without my kids, that's for sure. But, boy, I got to tell you, it's really nice to see the expansion take place, and it's always great to know that, you know, the name that's been around for a good long time is going to be around a good long time better, and with now more reach.
You bet, you bet. And we are continually looking at, you know, expansion opportunities to serve our clients better, not only in the markets we're already in, but in markets that we aren't in. And so because of our electronic banking platforms and other forms, we have, you know, expanded customer relationships all across the state of Oklahoma. Now, you and I think have talked about this many times as well. We don't have branches in all of those locations or markets that we serve folks. And there's not necessarily a need to have a branch on every corner, but But it is nice to have that location when you do have an issue or you do need to go sit down and get in front of your banker. It's close and you're not having to travel a long distance. And so, again, we continually look at opportunities to expand and grow into other markets. And so it's been an exciting time with the move here to Bartlesville. And I know we'll have some more of that here in the near future.
How are the interest rates looking?
They're looking great. They're still very low. Well, if you're a borrower now, if you're a depositor right now, I'm probably not a real good friend to you. And banking it kind of works that way. When the deposit rates are really good, usually the loan rates aren't, and those people aren't very good don't like me a whole lot then either. So it kind of goes back and forth. And right now, there's a lot of different information out there. Of course, could be a change in the administration, and when that happens, sometimes there's a little fluctuation in rates and different things, and so that will probably have some determination on what happens here going forward in the future.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. But for right now, if you're looking to maybe grow your business, you might be able to lock in something pretty sweet before any changes do take place, couldn't you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, right now, rates, again, are kind of at an all-time low, especially in the home market. So if you're looking to buy a home or you're looking to maybe buy a second home, right now the interest rates there are really great. Consumer loans have been lower than I've ever seen our rates on that side. And as you said, on the business side, rates are pretty incredible right now, and there's a lot of really good programs and products out there to help you expand operations, or if someone's looking at maybe starting a business, right now is a good time, at least on the rate side. Now, starting a business in the current COVID environment, it could be a little troublesome, but I know that there was a lot of businesses that did open prior to that, and they've been able to make it through. There's been a lot of products and services we can help them with to kind of get them over the bubble and the hump. And we continue to look for ways to help clients in that regard. And as you said, never a better time if you're a borrower because of the rates the way they are.
And, of course, it's always good to know that you're borrowing from people you know and you trust, and the name Regent Bank has just been around for so long, it's really hard to go wrong. A lot of that relationship business that you've had in Nowan accounting for all these years, that means a lot to people. And for folks who are just maybe starting to get familiar with you here in Washington and Osage County, you can learn a little bit of something from that long-standing trust over there in Nowata County that's been built up.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, we've been around a long time. Back when the bank was formed in the early 1900s, it was First National and transitioned to Regent Bank, I believe, 12, 14 years ago. But always had the same and continued great customer and client service and relationships, and that's grown over into Washington County throughout the years, and even some into Osage County. And we kind of pride ourselves on being an agricultural based bank, at least in our northeastern Oklahoma market. And so you got a lot of agricultural clients throughout Nowata, Washington, and Osage counties. And so we really take pride on servicing and helping those clients, and helping a lot of the agricultural organizations in this market.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. And, of course, today is a holiday, but do put it on your to-do list, if you will, sometime before the weekend to drop by and just say howdy to Trevor and all of the folks at the Regent Bank location right there. You're on Dewey. You can't miss that mural there.
Yeah, you can't. When you turn on to Dewey, if you're headed south on Dewey, you can't miss us at 422 South Dewey because of the mural. It that turned out really amazing.
And didn't it, though?
Pays tribute and homage to a lot of our deep and rich history here in Washington County. And it was really awesome for us to be able to do that and give back to the community in that way, so that I mean, it's just kind of almost like a historical timeline of all of the wonderful and amazing things and heritage here we have in the county.
Indeed, it really does. You know, it really stands out. It adds to the beautiful landscape that we already have here in Bartlesville, and, of course, a lot of history here in town, too. Now, if folks want to get a hold of you, what is the website so they can kind of see all the services that you offer?
Well, they can go to www.regentbank.com, mm-hmm. and if they need to reach out and get a hold of us by phone here in Bartlesville, they can reach us at 918-907-3580. If you need to reach us in Nowata, you can call 918-273-1227. And those are our main lines that come in, and then you can always ask for your specific banker or department, and we'll get you taken care of.
All right. So once again, folks, whether you live in Nowata County, Washington County, Osage County, Regent Bank is there for you, and they can take care of your needs, whether it's savings, whether it's lending, whether it's just a little bit of everything when it comes to the realm of banking with checking and everything else. You've got it all covered there, and all it takes is a friendly discussion at first, a howdy, a welcome, and once you get to break down that handshake into a conversation, good things can take place.
You bet. Yes, sir. We'd love to see everybody that hadn't had a chance to come by the bank yet. Like I said, I would encourage you to come by, stop in. We'd be glad to give you the tour and maybe a little background history and certainly any product or service information that you need will help with that as well.
All righty. Well, you know, I know you're a busy fellow. You got the banks to take care of, and you got a family to wrangle, as well as those cattle out there on the southeast part of town. So, you always have time for the next customer, and that's the thing that is just doggone important.
You bet. You bet. Customer service is always priority number one, and I think all of our team does a tremendous job of that, and we welcome people to come test us out on that.
Now, I understand that you're involved in education these days a little bit more so than the average bear. Didn't you just recently get an installation or elected to a post here?
I did. The Bartlesville Education Promise got elected to that board. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go by here shortly, and we have some information that's going to be going out to folks here in Bartlesville, and got to sign some documents, and we'll get those out to everybody. But I would encourage, and speaking of nonprofits and boards and things, with COVID, this has been just one of those years that kind of taken a toll on everybody. Mm. I know, but nonprofits specifically, a lot of them weren't able to do some of the fundraising activities they normally do in events because of COVID. And so I would encourage everybody that if you got a little extra money and you're thinking about helping reach out to the United Way or feel free to call me, because if you have a certain organization or thing that pulls at your heartstrings, we would love for you to here getting toward the end of the year. Sometimes people need to make donations. There's a lot of great organizations out there that would love to get your help, because, again, COVID has kind of put a strain on some of these organizations. So if you're thinking about giving and you need a place to go, one place you can go with some of that money is the Bartlesville Education Promise, which really helps provide some things for the school district that they normally wouldn't have otherwise.
Wow. Hey, well put. Thank you very much. And, Trevor, have yourself a great one. We'll talk to you next month, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Tom. You have a blessed day.
All righty, and happy Veterans Day to all the veterans. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
Our military service members volunteer to protect us in the most dangerous places around the world. They step up. And when they are severely ill or injured, returning to their families is only the beginning of their long road home. Beyond all the hospitals and doctors and surgeries they need just to survive, they also deserve whatever they need to truly live. all the in-home care and day-to-day help they need to live independently on their own terms. Wounded Warrior Project long-term support programs were established to provide these brave men and women whatever they need to continue their fight for independence at no cost for life. So many of them need us, and it's time for a grateful nation to step up. Find out how you can do your part at findwwp.org.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, we've got a great weekend coming. I know it's only the middle of the week, but I'm looking forward to the weekend. It is 9:45. Coach Donnie Bostwick is in here with us from Oklahoma Wesleyan University. And, you know, you had this thing in September that worked so well, we're going to do it again. Freedom Fight 2020.
Exactly. You know, I go all day, honestly, about how good September 19th ended up turning out. So many people came out, and so many people, you know, I felt like were set free and lives were changed. And, you know, just testimonies continue to roll in from all of that. And I just felt like God was saying he dropped his fire. Now it's time to fan that flame a little bit more.
Now, what we started out with back in September were some musical acts, some testimonies. We had the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, I do believe. And we had 25 people dedicate their lives to Christ with a baptism, a public baptism. Yeah, I'd say it worked out okay. At least those 25 got set free.
Oh, exactly. You know, we had hundreds raise their hand and, you know, either commit their life to Christ or commit their life to being set free of things that, you know, right now, anxiety, fear, addictions, you know, so many things, you know, so many great testimonies that came out of it. But just, you know, 25, beginning with a couple of little girls that just wanted to make a public confession of their faith through baptism. And so, yeah, it was beyond even what I could even dream.
Now, you had this dream, and it's good that we brought the dream up, because God talks to us in a variety of different ways. A lot of times it's not even words. It's thoughts, actions, yeah. Things that trigger emotions, and this was something that you felt you were tasked to do, but you're just like, oh my gosh. Tell us how that went.
You know, yeah, exactly. Woke up in the middle of the night and just, you know, I felt like I was given this word at the time, and I knew at the time it was for me, and I just I didn't understand it at the time. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times, you know, whenever you have to take that step of faith before God reveals everything. And I just told him I'll do whatever his plan was. And I started seeking the answers to what I knew he would put in my heart. And I wrote it all down and everything. And ended up being We Are Messengers came in along with some other artists. And as you said, some speakers with FCA and everything. And I mean, it was just an unusual set of circumstances that was meant for a perfect time, mm-hmm. you know, and it all revealed itself as March and COVID came up, and then, you know, our mission trip got canceled, and so we had a chance to bring a mission trip to our own mm-hmm. city, and just at a time where everybody was, you know, anxiety was at all-time high, depression, even suicides and stuff like that are all-time high right now. So the ability to change all that and, you know, do something hopefully special for people mm-hmm. in our city, it was an opportunity.
Well, you know, it's really something else. We've got, you know, a highly acclaimed basketball coach at the collegiate level. And did you ever see yourself as a guy who would maybe create something like this with a stage production, lots of Christian music artists and speakers and putting it all together and having it just turn out wonderful?
Honestly, that was if anything would have made me fear, it would have been that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do coaching clinics and all kinds of things like that, basketball rise camps. Mm-hmm. But this is out of my element. You know, it wasn't something I was looking forward to doing or anything. So
you wouldn't have known it.
Well, that just means God got way in the middle of it, because I was really, you know, at times all my fears were nobody's going to show up. You know, the artist flights aren't going to get there. It's just going to be a concert. Nobody's really going to truthfully be set free. The funds aren't going to come in. I mean, I had so many things that Satan tried to throw at me. You know, and every one of those not only were answered, but done in a way that just miraculously blew my mind.
Well, I was there. You know, my family went out and just had a great time. And it was such a beautiful night. And the music just kept going on. And the testimonies, of course, were inspiring, just very inspiring. No two stories were the same. There was a lot of unique going on there, just like the artists. No two artists were the same, too. They each had their individual way of conveying their feelings and their thoughts and their passion.
You know, since then, I just continue to say, God, like, he doesn't move and stop. God moves, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, since then, I got to take my team to a what they call a training camp. It's kind of a men's conference over in the Collinsville area at a church. And then we had Fields of Faith, the FCA event out there as well, that another 300 to 500 people showed up and was very powerful. And I just said, God, like, you know, continual chaos you know, right now with the elections and everything else going on. And what do you have next? And what's an assignment? I don't want to just stop if you have more. And so, you know, I was praying about that, and I felt like he was, I had one specific artist that on Rosh Hashanah, which was September 19th, the day of the event, she's Jewish and Cherokee, an interesting combination. And I started following her. For some reason, a post on my Facebook or something showed up, and everything that she was actually posting it on her Facebook site, and everything was straight alignment with what I was, felt like God was telling me. And I felt like after a period of time, God was like, okay, I want you to bring Becca Shea to Oklahoma and Kansas to pour more of my spirit and more of my wind, you know, to blow on this fire and fan it and spread it out and make it spread. And I was, you know, I was hesitant because I'm like, well, God, like, is this just me or is this something you truly want me to do? And so I said, well, this is like a week ago Friday. I said, God, it's like I have two dates. I approached them and said, one could be December, like the end of December, which is around Christmas. And the other one was coming up on the 14th of November, was two dates where I had no game and she was available. And I'm going, man, that's awful quick, God. Well, the 19th is my daughter's birthday of December. And I just felt like I was like, no, you know, it's not going to be a situation where I can't bring the right people there, even if it's a quick turnaround and it's in 2 weeks. And so I said, well, I need to know. So Friday morning, I said, God, this is Thursday night. I said, Friday, I want you to confirm it tomorrow. And if you confirm it, I'm going to take a big step of faith. I'm going to go ahead and book them. I don't have the money for it yet. I don't have all that, but I'm going to go ahead and take that step of faith. So Friday morning, I went up to high school FCA, and a friend of mine, Brendan Seagraves, was speaking, and he said three things. He said, number one, don't choose when you listen to the voice of God. Always listen to the voice of God. Don't choose when you want to, when you don't.
That'll dial.
Oh, and I'm sitting here going, like, I've already heard your voice. Okay, God. And the second thing was, play your song and play it loudly.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here going, like, okay, God. And then the third one was, don't give up so easy. And, you know, I was hesitant. I was like, man, funds, God. I don't have the funds. I don't have a place right now for sure. Because at the time, 10-day forecast said it was going to be 40 degrees and raining around that time period back about, you know, two and a half weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going, God, like, Unity Square, that's not going to be good.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, well, what churches, you know, and I felt like he was asking me to go towards Tulsa a little bit with an event. And also, you know, I had been asked by Pastor Caleb Gordon if I could help promote an event he had up in Kansas, a parenting conference with James Dobson's son, Ryan Dobson.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened to be on that same date, you know, September 14th. And I was like, oh, you know, I feel like God's already got something on my heart on that Saturday evening to bring Becca Shea in with some other couple other artists. And you know, I was kind of hesitant a little bit to tell him anything besides, hey, I've got something else going, but yeah, I'll definitely try to promote it for you. So that afternoon, I went to a Bible study after that morning. And at the Bible study, the first prayer I don't know, Jason Hopkins, obviously a big man in town and a good friend of mine and everything, he was leading the Bible study, and he had two prayers he wanted us all to pray. And the first one was, when you don't understand, help me to understand and still follow your path. And Peter came up, or excuse me, Jesus came up to Peter. He just got through fishing all night, mm-hmm. hadn't caught a fish. The nets were already cleaned and mended. And Jesus says, let's go deeper. And Peter's like, man, like the fish ain't biting. I'm a fisherman. You're not a fisherman. And he hesitant for a second, but then he says, if you say so, I will. And he did. And obviously the rest is history on that is, you know, he caught a multitude of fish, the boat almost sunk, and he ended up, you know, giving up fishing and following Jesus. And so he said, not only that, but the smallest of, the biggest of blessings are come from the smallest acts of obedience. And I'm sitting here going, all right, God, I've heard you loud and clear. I'm going to go all in, and we're going to do this. And so I booked it. You know, Becca Shady come in, and actually I'm another artist that her husband has Seishock Records, and another up-and-coming artist named Lily Pecos, who's going to be a big-time artist, I believe, at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's coming in as well, and we have Bobby Wade again coming back. And
he's pretty impressive.
Oh, he's a talent, but he's anointed. That's the most important thing of all mm-hmm. of that. But, you know, I just said, all right, God, let's do this. And I didn't understand what we was going to do. But since then, that next Sunday morning, and I was laying there, and I thought, well, my church at least hosted. And then I found out Sunday morning that my church couldn't host Saturday evening. And I was like, oh, no, that was my one go-to that I thought I had, not knowing the weather at Unity Square. You know, so I just laid there in bed, and I was like, oh, man, God, like, what am I going to do for, you know, where am I supposed to go with this? The funds still aren't here, and this is, you know, 2 weeks in advance of the event. And I got a call. Like, I don't get calls on Sunday morning at 7:30 in the morning. This is my second call. Pastor had called saying we couldn't do the event. That kind of hurt me, knocked me down. But the next call was 5-10 minutes later, and it was a pastor from Collinsville. And he said, hey, are you, you know, I had a couple messages from you, but I was busy, couldn't get back to you. But are you still interested in bringing Becca Shea, or could she still come Sunday morning? And I was like, yes. You know, I just had no place for her to go. Now I have a place in that area. I knew God was asking me to go ahead and, you know, go towards Tulsa with this a little bit. So it was kind of funny because he said, what's it going to cost? You know, and I'm sitting here. That's the one big fear that I'm sitting here looking at going, oh, man, God, like, so I said, hey, don't worry about it. I don't know why that came out of my mouth, to be honest with you. I'm thinking, like, what am I just saying here? And he goes, no, what's it going to cost? And I told him the amount, and he goes, oh, we'll cover that. And he goes, is that same amount here as over there? And I said, no, it's just one amount. And he goes, well, we'll cover that. You can don't have to worry about your side. And so, man, God just picked me up off the ground, you know. And then so what I did was I called Caleb, Pastor Gordon from Cedarville First Baptist up in Kansas. And I said, hey, and I'm not only going to promote, I'm going to bring Becca Shea Saturday night over to be part of your parenting conference. And then I called Unity Square and said, book this. I said, I have no idea what the weather's going to be like, but book it 3 p.m. Sunday afternoon after church. All the churches, you know, hopefully will have a chance to come out. And since then, the weather's going to be in the mid-60s and beautiful. And, you know, I say, God, you just, you know, he changed the weather. He does that stuff for you.
Well, I tell you what, with all those things just laid out, four in a row, boom, 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 you got the full house, you win. And, of course, everybody's going to be a winner. Now, this takes place this Sunday.
Yes, this Sunday, 3 p.m.
3 p.m., and it's going to be there at the Tower Center, Unity Square, same as last time.
Exactly. And we've got, it'll be from probably 3 to 5, the warmest part of the day. There'll be a little bit of a north wind, I think, so you might want to bring a hoodie or a blanket, but sunny and 65 degrees.
Exactly.
And so what a beautiful opportunity to come out and just praise him at this time of chaos. You know, I think God, he always is attracted to praise. So what a great time to go praise with what's going on in the world right now.
Now, you've got a website. So if people were just hearing this, they couldn't write it down, you know, because you're not supposed to be writing when you're driving. where can they go to the website to find out more information, Coach?
Yeah, it's real simple. Just freedomfire2020.com.
freedomfire2020.com. Now, tell you about the artist, tell you about the time, tell you about the venue. And if it's anything remotely close to what we had in September, it's going to be huge.
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm excited. What God has planned, he just continues to confirm that you know, this time and day right now, revival is actually, I believe, coming out of, you know, it's, if you look across the cities with Sean Foates and a lot of other revivalists that are going to fields because they can't worship inside, and
yeah.
all the way to Washington, D.C., you know, with in the middle of what most people feel like is darkness, the light shines the brightest. And we're just excited about having that opportunity right here in Bartlesville to spread that north and south, but once again, fan that flame.
All right, and we will see you Sunday at 3. It's time for news.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.